I'm going to have, you know, which I don't want to spend time on. What I want to do is I want to feel empowered in my ability to attract what I need, believing with total certainty and confidence in myself that I don't need to be afraid.
Well, the confidence will come through experience, and the experience will come through concentrated mindset or deliberate offering of vibration. So it really is as simple as this. Just now, you told us two opposite stories. Which one felt best? You told us the story about how you were in a depressed school and you were driving through a poverty neighborhood and how you got yourself into a different feeling place and how it all turned around. And as you said that, it felt good to everyone who heard it. In other words, we all felt through your words the release of the resistance and the you clicking into place of abundance that is natural to you. And then you told a story about how you worry that it will last. And so we say it really is as simple as deciding which of those stories feels the best. We started to interrupt you as you started talking about the driving through the neighborhood that was negative and poor and depressed. But almost as soon as we began to speak that, your energy shifted as you began to tell the other half of the story. And so then we were able to feel that that story to you is much more positive than it is negative. In other words, that's a great story for you. It's a story about your transition. It's a story about how it was one way and it moved to another way. In other words, it's a story about how it's supposed to be for you. That's a very good story for you to keep reminding yourself about, you see. And the other story, we would tell not so much. The other story, we would tell not ever again. It really is as simple as choosing the life-giving story and telling it often.
Okay.
Jerry and Esther are really fun to watch because something will happen that is amusing or humorous or emphatic in some positive way. And they will embrace it as it's happening. And then they will talk about it over and over and over and over and over again. It's like marching in place. It's like finding a place that feels so good. And then they just play it back and forth to one another. And then the first waiter that they meet hears it too, usually. And in other words, they'll tell the story. The other day, Jerry was telling a story to someone. And that person said, Esther told me that exact story in exactly those same words. In exactly those same words. What do you guys do? Rehearse this stuff? Yes. Yes. Good.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. You're the one.
First time I didn't raise my hand today.
It's the first time you weren't concerned that you weren't
yes.
getting called on.
Thank you. I have a 17-year-old and a 20-year-old who this summer are going to be 18 and 21. And
Wait a minute. We just have a question for you. Do you have them or do they have you? Or do you have you and they have them? In other words, we just wanted to bring that up because very often parents sort of claim ownership. And we just wondered why you do that.
I guess I feel blessed to have them, and I'm beginning to realize that the universe is about to kind of claim them.
And the universe claimed them a long time ago.
Okay.
They are extensions of Source, as are you, but we're just diffusing as quickly as we can.
Okay.
Any sense of responsibility.
Okay.
Now, what was it you wanted to talk about?
I want to not worry about their well-being.
Well, we want that too. So when you say, so feel the difference. I have two children who I feel extremely responsible to and about. Or there are these two wonderful kids that are living their independent experiences. Which feels better?
Two wonderful kids living their independent experiences.
Do you think that your children are a